Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
A happy Thursday. Welcome to Send It In, presented by BetMGM here on the BetQL Network. We love Thursdays. It's Picks Day. We give out nothing but picks all throughout the show. Last week, we went 8-2 on the PGA Pick 5, 5-0 in college football, 3-2 in the NFL. 10 more best bets coming up here over the next 30 minutes. Our guy Cole Thompson is joining us here in a little bit. Breakdown week 11 in college football. We're going to have Lucy Burge join us later on in the show as well. Then we'll give out some of my favorite props for week 10 in the NFL as well. And then wrap up the show with our best bets for the day. As always, any questions, comments, best bets that you guys have for us in the NFL, college football, college basketball, NBA, let us know. You can go to twitch.tv/BetQL or YouTube. /Odyssey Sports. And if you miss any part of the show over the next 30 minutes, we got you covered with the Send It In podcast as well. All right, let's get this thing started. Glasses in session. Go to the Glasser guest line. Cole Thompson joins us. Give him a follow on X at Mr. Cole Thompson, managing editor for the Texans Wire, also host of SEC Unfiltered. Cole, before we get into some of the games this weekend or tomorrow or on Saturday, today's Thursday, I want to get your thoughts on the college football playoff, the initial rankings that we had come out on Tuesday. I think a lot of people just wanted to see kind of where like Indiana was, BYU, maybe how far Penn State dropped after their loss to Ohio State. Any overall big takeaways for you?
I think the first one is they're respecting head-to-head. So you look at the matchups between Ohio State and Oregon, that was a one-point loss, so they're the highest-ranked Big 10 team outside of that. But then Penn State, that lost by 7 in a very topsy-turvy game, did not fall that much. The same thing goes for Alabama versus Tennessee. Tennessee feels like it's kind of stalling offensively right now. Well, maybe Alabama is starting to gain that momentum following the bye week and the win over Mizzou, but that head-to-head third Saturday in October carries a lot of weight. And you notice that as well when you get outside the top 12. 14, 15, and 16. Texas A&M beat LSU, who beat Ole Miss. Ole Miss is coming off of its most impressive win probably in the Lane Kiffin era against a non-ranked opponent in Arkansas, yet they still are at 16. So they're going to need a lot of things to fall their way. Same thing for Texas A&M outside of just winning the Lone Star Showdown. But let's just be real. This is all about BYU being shafted once again. Not only are they ranked, not only do they have two ranked wins against opponents in the AP top 25, but they also have two ranked wins against opponents in the college football playoff ranking top 25. Yet Miami, who has had a struggle game against Virginia Tech, a comeback win against California, has had some struggles against Duke, some struggles against Louisville. None of those games were ranked, yet they're the number 5 seed and the number 3 overall seeding because of the rankings. It just doesn't make sense. PJ, unfortunately, it just feels like BYU is getting shafted because they play in the Big 12, but they're on the trajectory to where nobody can argue that they belong in the college football playoff if they win out and win in Arlington.
No question, Cole. And look, if you're BYU, just keep winning. And obviously, you keep winning, you're going to win the Big 12 and you'll get one of those top 4 seeds. Probably the toughest game they have left, though, Cole, is going to be this Saturday when they travel to Salt Lake City and take on the Utes. Look, we know it's been a disappointing season for Utah. Cam Rising just has not been able to get healthy for them. But it's still Bryce Eccles, and it's still at night, and it's still a rivalry game. The Holy War is always nasty. What do you think? Is BYU going to get out of there with a win, or you think the Utes pull off the upset?
Listen, the Holy War is one of the best rivalries that doesn't get talked about in the prominent light the same way we do the world's largest outdoor cocktail party or the Red River Showdown. It's fantastic. It's out at Rice-Eccles Stadium, which, by the way, is honestly the most underappreciated atmosphere in the Mountain West region. Go to a game there on a Saturday night. I promise you, not only will you feel that wind chill, you will feel the ferocious bite of that loyal Red Ute fan base come to you in droves. And I think this is going to be a really close call. I get it. Isaac Wilson is going to be your guy moving forward. He has had his moments of bright. He's had his moments of doubt. There's been a lot of ups and downs. The thing that I wonder about is, will BYU be able to sustain this type of success coming off of a bye week? The bye week sometimes is really beneficial for you because it allows you to get your body right. It allows you to get back to basics. But also, it does lead to 10 days off and momentum slowly dwindling away. And the last thing that you can afford if you're BYU is to lose a game. I do like the quarterback play, though. I think Jake Rettles has been phenomenal this year. I like what I've seen from the run defense. I think the front seven has been one of the more underappreciated units in college football this year. So, yes, the game is going to be in a hostile environment. Yes, naturally, Kyle Whittingham has owned BYU throughout his tenure. But there's something about this Kalani Sitake-led roster that I think continues to carry that magic. Not only will I take the -4 points, I'm going to say they win by a touchdown.
All right, very good. Cole, another Big 12 matchup that I'm really looking forward to is the Buffs. Colorado on the road to take on Texas Tech in Lubbock. Nobody had a better bye week than Colorado. They just sat back. They watched Iowa State go down. They watched Kansas State go down. And there is now a legit path for Colorado to get to the Big 12 title game and maybe make the college football playoff. But it all starts this week with a difficult road test against the Red Raiders. Do you like Colorado?
You know, it's so interesting, PJ. Go back to the beginning of the year and say, hey, the transfer portal, the way that Colorado builds its roster, is going to work. Okay, they're going to have offensive linemen that are protecting Sidir Sanders. Yeah, outside of the Nebraska game, they have. Well, they're going to have a defensive line that's going to be able to get after the quarterback. Yeah, so far they have. And whether or not you like Prime, whether or not you think that he is a good fit for college football, the boastfulness, you got to give him his flowers. This is a team that's bowl eligible. This is a team that still controls its path to the college football playoff. They have to win out. They have to hope for a little bit more chaos to occur. And then if they get to Arlington, they may even get a first-round bye. Colorado, of all the teams, it's no longer just Shedeur Sanders and Travis Hunter. However, I do think that Taj Brooks, coming off of that marquee win on the road, basically the Red Raiders are playing spoiler in the Big 12 this year. Joey McGuire has this team locked and loaded. I don't know if it's enough to get past Prime. I feel like that there is just this new energy now, knowing that they can make it to Arlington and shut up the critics and silence the doubters. I'll take Colorado to win, but I will take the +4 points out in Lubbock. I do think that at AT&T Jones Stadium, it is going to be a back-and-forth battle. Ultimately, a game-winning field goal seals it for the Buffs.
Let's look at the SEC, Cole. We got a couple of big-time matchups. We'll start with the one in Oxford coming up on Saturday. Georgia on the road to take on Ole Miss. Cole, I've been saying all week, to me, this feels like the SEC version of Ohio State and Penn State. You just always fade Ole Miss in these kind of games. Lane Kiffin and company just never win them. Do you think this time around it's different, or are you rolling with the dogs?
Well, let's start off with the fact this is a +2.5 point favorite for Georgia, coming off of a very underwhelming performance last week against Florida. And I know that they were able to come back, and I know that they were able to get a 14-point win. But when you say that you went up against the former Yale quarterback who was a walk-on, and it was 20-20 with 5 minutes left in the fourth quarter, and you have three interceptions again from Carson Beck, you lose a little bit of that stoicness. The thing about Ole Miss is they have had this game circled since last year. Everyone remembers what happened when they went down to Athens, 7-7 after the first quarter, and then Georgia went to the barracks, and it was 52-17 final score. They built their roster in the offseason on the offensive line, on the defensive line, bringing in players like Princely Uwemanleyellen and Walter Nolan for this exact game. Lane Kiffin said it himself. If we want to compete for SEC championships, we have to have the trench play like Alabama and Georgia. And so far, this is going to be a game that Carson Beck is going to have to win. I don't think that you can trust just the ground performance of Trevor Etienne and Nate Frazier. Ole Miss is one of the best run defenses in the country, not just the SEC. On top of that, they're really good in tackles for losses, pressure rates, and sacks. They're number two in the conference in every single one of those categories. And Vaught Hemingway is going to be humming, not to mention Jackson Dart, when he doesn't turn the ball over, is throwing for 365-plus yards per game. I think this is going to be a very close call, but I also believe that chaos was meant to happen in the SEC this year. I picked this at the start of the season. I'm laying it down. I trust my gut, my intuition. Ole Miss take the points because Ole Miss is getting the upset at home, and they're back in the conversation to be in the college football playoff.
Wow, Ole Miss with an upset over Georgia. If that happens, the Rebels, they win out, likely going to be in the college football playoff. Call in about a minute. Bama at LSU, kind of the de facto playoff game. The loser goes home. The winner controls their own path to make it to the 12-team playoff. What do you think happens Saturday night in Baton Rouge?
It feels like a must-win for Brian Kelly because all he said was, judge me in year three. Well, you get boat raced by Texas A&M. You get boat raced out in Las Vegas against USC. And now you're back at home at night, a place where Brian Kelly, surprisingly, has never lost. And it's a new era of Alabama football. Yes, the Crimson Tide have owned the Tigers out in Baton Rouge. But now it's Kalen DeBoer. It's not Nick Saban. We have seen the struggles at times from the Crimson Tide offense, from the secondary. They can't get off the field on third down. Who steps up big in this game? For my money, I think Jalen Milroe, the last time he was there, he watched as Alabama lost in overtime. I think this game could go to overtime once again. But I just feel like that bye week was necessary for this team to get back on the right track. More importantly, it was necessary for Jalen Milroe to get healthy. I think he has a Heisman moment in the fourth quarter, and Alabama secures not only the -3, but they get the win outright. They're right back in the conversation for potentially making it to Atlanta.
Love it. Man, what a great weekend of college football we got on tap. Cole Thompson, give him a follow on X at Mr. Cole Thompson, managing editor for the Texans Wire and host of SEC Unfiltered, joining us right here on Sendin' In. Cole, always appreciate the time. Enjoy the Saturday slate, my friend. We'll talk again soon.
Same time, same place. By the way, take Florida +21. I'm telling you, it's a good bet.
All right, there you go. The Gators keeping it close against Texas this weekend. All right, let's get to the PJ Pick 5 in college football. Again, last week we went 5-0 in our pick five. We will try and repeat that success. We will start with Georgia, -2.5 against Ole Miss. Folks, you've been watching the show all week. You know I've been on Georgia since the start of the week. Until Ole Miss proves to me that they can win a game like this, I cannot take Ole Miss. I just can't do it. The number is telling you to take Ole Miss, right? It's Georgia on the road, small favorite. That line's pretty much stayed at 2.5 all week. Ole Miss has gotten better. There's no doubt about it. Their defensive line has gotten much better. They're much improved in the trenches. This is the game, as Cole's been saying. They've been circling since last year when they lost 52-17 to Georgia. We just do the same thing with Ole Miss every year. We feel like this is the year that Kiffin and Ole Miss take that next step. I don't see it. Everybody's talking about Carson Beck and his struggles and how he's going to continue to struggle against this Ole Miss defense, but I've never been a believer in Jackson Dart, and I think he's going to struggle against this Georgia defense. Lay the 2.5 with Georgia. Also, give me Utah +4 against BYU. It's, you know, I told myself that the two teams I would not fade the rest of the season were Indiana and BYU, and yet here I am fading BYU once again. But this is it. This is the game where BYU, they're either going to lose or they're going to go to the Big 12 championship as an undefeated team. It's this game against Utah. If you survive the Utes, then you got something going, because even though it's been a tough season for Utah, Cam Rising hasn't been able to stay healthy. They still got a really good defense. They're still really well coached. And Bryce Echols at night, as Cole was saying, that is it's one of the toughest places to play in college football. It's the holy war. It's the Y versus the U. We're getting 4 points with Utah, a total that is at 40.5. It's going to be a low-scoring, physical, ugly, rough-em-up kind of game. I'll always take Utah in those kind of games. Give me the Utes +4 against BYU. Give me the Yellow Jackets at Georgia Tech +11.5 against Miami. Obviously, the Canes are having a great season. They're undefeated. They're in the top five. But they've struggled a little bit here over the last 5 or 6 weeks. You look at what they've done in ACC play. Really fortunate to beat Virginia Tech at the end of the game. Really fortunate to come back and beat Cal. They were down 11 points to Duke in the second half last week. Came back to beat them. They also only beat Louisville by 7 on the road. They've kind of been playing everybody close. Georgia Tech's coming off of a bye week. They're a good offensive team. They're well coached. This is just kind of a play on Miami, playing everybody tight. And I think Georgia Tech's going to be able to keep this game close. I'll take the Yellow Jackets +11.5. Next up, give me Bama -0.5 in the first half against LSU. I just think Bama coming off the bye week. We saw it leading up to the Georgia game. They had 2 weeks to prepare for that one. Just schemed so well on both sides of the ball. Kirby and Georgia had no answers for them at the start of the game on offense and on defense. So I think Once again, Bama coming off the bye week. Jalen Milroe needed the bye week really badly. Just the last two games against South Carolina and Tennessee, he has not looked healthy at all. Even the Missouri game, he hasn't looked good at all his last three games. I think the bye week came at the perfect time. He starts to look like the Jalen Milroe that we saw at the beginning of the season. It's going to be a tight victory for Bama, but I like taking them in the first half because we know DeBoer plays everybody close. Give me Bama minus a half in the first half. And then finally, South Florida plus 2.5. against Navy. Navy was an incredible story to start the year. They were undefeated. There were talks of maybe them making the college football playoff. We could get Army and Navy in back-to-back weeks, potentially playing in the American Championship game and then playing in their rivalry game. But ever since that Notre Dame game, the Irish kind of exposed Navy a little bit. Then they turned around the week after that, lost as 11-point favorites to Rice. Now they go on the road again and face a South Florida team that, quite frankly, I just think is better than they are. I'll take the Bulls plus 2.5 against Navy. Those are our five picks for this week. In college football, Georgia, Utah, Georgia Tech, Alabama minus 1.5 in the first half, and South Florida plus 2.5. All right, let's get to the NFL now. PJ, pick five for week 10 in the NFL. I like the San Francisco 49ers minus 6 against the Tampa Bay Bucks. Now, this line reopened after the Monday night game at 6.5. It went down a little bit to 5.5. Now we're starting to see it creep back up to 6.5 at some spots. Christian McCaffrey is practicing this week, a chance that he could play on Sunday, which is obviously huge. Now, Kyle Shanahan in his career has not been that great off of a bye. San Francisco is only 4-5. However, a couple of years ago, the Niners came off of a bye. They were playing in an East Coast game against the Jaguars team that was very good, and the Niners beat them 34-3. We all talk about the Cincinnati Bengals' slow starts over the years and how they kind of pick it up this time of the year. San Francisco's kind of the same way. The last few years, they've actually started slow, but then as we start to get in November and we approach Thanksgiving into December, that's when the Niners start to look like the team that we've seen the last 3 or 4 years. Road favorites coming off of a bye since 2004 against the spread. That's hitting at a 60% clip. Normally very profitable long term. I also just think it's a terrible spot for Tampa, right? You're obviously dealing with injuries. You know, no Godwin, no Evans. The defense has not been good this year. You're on the road. You have the defending champs on the ropes. You take them to overtime. You lose that game. It's a short week. You turn around. There is not a bigger rest advantage that you will see all year in the NFL with a team coming off a bye in San Francisco playing a team coming off of an overtime game on a Monday night. So San Francisco's got all the rest advantage. They're the way better team. Anything under a touchdown, I like the Niners. Also, give me the Steelers plus 3 against Washington on Sunday as well. Now, this is going to be a really good game. It's going to be really fascinating. I think if you want to wait to maybe bet Pittsburgh live, that could also be a good option because Washington has been a very good first half team this season, and the Steelers this year are 8-0 against the spread in the third quarter. When they get to halftime, they make incredible adjustments. However, Mike Tomlin and the Steelers have won 7 straight games off of a bye. They're 5-2 against the spread. I like that we're getting the key number at 3. And also, the Steelers play Lamar twice a year, so they're used to a running quarterback. They're used to somebody with the skill set of Jaden Daniels. Tomlin's 25-5 in his career against rookie quarterbacks. I'm trusting that Steelers defense. It's the best defense that Jaden Daniels has seen all season. We'll take Pittsburgh plus 3. I'll also take a teaser with the Chargers minus 1.5 against the Titans and the Texans plus 9.5 against the Lions. The Chargers, this is just the perfect game for LA. They are the absolute team that you want to bet in teaser legs when they're big favorites like this over a touchdown because they don't mess around. The Chargers know who they are. They know what their identity is. That's run the football, play good defense, and don't turn it over. And they do those three things very well. It's why they beat up on Cleveland this past week on the road, and they're going to beat up on Tennessee this week as well. I like taking them at the teaser minus 1.5. I also like the Texans plus 9.5 against the Lions as well. I know Detroit's a wagon. They're 7-1 against the spread. Nico Collins probably not going to play again for Houston, but Houston's been playing everybody close this year, and I think their defense is going to be good enough to keep them in the game. Stroud's home and road splits throughout his career have been very different. I think the Lions win. I don't want to take the 3.5 with Houston, but I'll tease them up to the 9.5. We'll put the Chargers and the Texans together. Next up, give me the Broncos team total under at 16.5 points against the Kansas City Chiefs. look, we know Denver's offense isn't very good. We know Bo Nix isn't very good. This line has dropped from 9.5 to 7.5. So clearly there are some people that like Denver to keep this game close. If you like Denver to keep this game close, I think you have to correlate it to the under. We know how great the Chiefs defense has been over the last couple years. Even though they're coming off of a short week, even though maybe there's some potential look ahead to Buffalo as well, I just think the Broncos on offense, Bo Nix is a rookie on the road in Arrowhead, is going to be a disaster. I think 16.5 is too many. We'll take the team total under. And then finally, give me the Rams on Monday night on the money line against the Miami Dolphins. This line was at 2.5. It's all the way down to 1 now. I mean, we've seen this movie before. Mike McDaniel and the Dolphins on the road against a good team. They just never win these games. Rams are playing good. Dolphins are trending the other direction. I think you're getting a nice price here on the Rams. I'll take them on the money line against Miami. All right, let's go with some PJ's props here on Send It In. Couple of ones that I really like. Caleb Williams, over 1.5 passing touchdowns at plus 140 for the Bears against the Patriots this week. It's been really easy to figure out Caleb Williams. When he goes up against good teams, he struggles. When he goes up against bad teams, he plays really well. This season, he has had 0 touchdowns against Arizona, 0 against Washington. Against Houston, he didn't have any either, and he didn't have any passing touchdowns against Tennessee. All 4 of those teams, Caleb Williams didn't have 1 passing touchdown. However, against some of the worst teams in the NFL, 4 against Jacksonville, 1 against Carolina, 2 against the Rams, 2 against Indy. So when they go up against lesser competition, when the Bears are favored in these games, games that they're supposed to win, their offense tends to play better, their defense forces turnovers, gives them shorter field. You're getting plus 140 on Caleb Williams, over 1.5 passing touchdowns. I like that bet for the Bears. I also like Joe Flacco over 34.5 pass attempts for the Colts on Sunday. Now, Flacco only had 27 against Minnesota on Sunday Night Football, but the Vikings defense did such a great job at really keeping Indy off the field. They couldn't sustain any drives on Sunday night. I think Flacco at home against Buffalo, going to be much more comfortable. What's interesting so far is this is the first home game that Flacco has started for Indianapolis this year. He came in relief of Richardson in the Steelers game when Richardson got hurt, but all the games that Flacco has started has actually been on the road this year. So he starts his first game at home. Bills potentially looking ahead to the Chiefs a little bit. Pass defense might not be as good. Flacco pass attempts is normally always a great bet. They love slinging it with them. We'll go over 34.5. Favorite prop of the week probably is going to be Bo Nix over 24.5 rushing yards for the Denver Broncos. So I was looking into Denver's schedule and kind of when they go on the road and when they're an underdog, and there's drastic splits of what happened when Bo Nix is at home and when he's a favorite to when he's on the road and when he's an underdog and how much he runs compared to when he doesn't run. So Bo Nix and the Broncos this year have played 5 road games. 4 of those 5 road games, he has gone for 35 or more rushing yards. He's also been an underdog 5 times this season. 4 of those 5 games, he has gone for 35 or more rushing yards. I think the reason behind that, when you're on the road and you're an underdog, obviously the game script is it's much more pass heavy and you're trailing in the game and there's, you know, you're going to have to throw the ball more, and Bo Nix is a guy that likes to scramble and take off. Going up against a good Kansas City defense this week that's very good in the passing game, I think Bo's going to look to run a lot. So I like over 24.5 rushing yards for Bo Nix against Kansas City. Again, runs a lot when he's an underdog, and when he's on the road, we get both of those things this week. I also take Justin Herbert under 225.5 passing yards against the Titans this week. Talked about in the teaser, I just think the Chargers, the game plan for them is going to be real simple. Run the ball, play good defense, let the Titans make the mistakes. Titans, if there's one strength of their team, it is their pass defense. And if there's one weakness of the Charger team, it is their pass offense. So I don't think Justin Herbert throws very much. I don't think he throws for very many yards. I'll go under 222.5 passing yards for Herbert. And then give me over 235.5 passing yards for Kirk Cousins against the Saints. Marshawn Lattimore got traded from New Orleans to Washington. And keep in mind what happened with the Jets defense when Robert Saleh got fired, how they looked the first couple weeks without Saleh. I think it might be a little bit of the same with the Saints. Without Dennis Allen, plus you trade away your best corner in Marshawn Lattimore, Kirk Cousins playing great football. Atlanta's offense is starting to get going a little bit. We'll go over 235.5 passing yards for Kirk Cousins against the Saints. All right, a promo from our friends at BetMGM. We've all had our first touchdown bet. Called back our vulture before with BetMGM's Pro Football Second Chance. We're giving you a second chance on first touchdown bets this season. Place any first touchdown, score a wager. If your player doesn't score first but scores second, you get your entire stake back in cash. No opt-in required. Looking at Lamar Jackson tonight, folks. First touchdown at 10-1. How does it work? You can place a pregame straight first touchdown score bet in any NFL game. If your player scores the first touchdown in the game, you win your wager as normal. If your player scores the second touchdown in the game, you'll get your stake back in cash. Only straight bets apply to second chance. Any wager using a bonus bet or reward token is ineligible for the campaign. All right, let's go to Model Making Money. Check in with Lucy Burge joining us here on a Thursday. And Lucy, what are the five-star plays that BetQL has for us today?
Yes, hello, PJ. Five-star play for today is Bulls plus 9 against the Timberwolves. The Timberwolves have failed to cover 4 of their last 5 spreads, and they are coming off of failing to cover the spread on the road. Their last road game, they did not cover, and they are also 1-2 against the spread on the road. So the BetQL model loves Bulls plus 9 as a five-star play today.
All right, very good. Lucy, we got Andrew Williams in that game who likes Naz Reid over 12.5 points for the T-Wolves against the Bulls tonight. Lucy, what about in the football game? Thursday Night Football, Ravens and the Bengals, anything that you like in that game tonight?
Yes, Bengals plus 6. They covered this when they faced off before. Bengals are also 4-2 against the spread. Their last 6 games, Ravens are allowing 7.4 yards per pass attempt. So I am very comfortable taking the Bengals plus 6 to cover against your Ravens, PJ.
I like it too, Lucy. I like the Bengals as well. What about any other bets you like this weekend in the NFL? I know you love the Lions. Is that what you're rolling with, or is there another game that you like?
So I do love the Lions, and I am very excited about that bet, but I am also taking Jets money line. I think I know that I even hesitated at this, but I think the Jets might be back. That cayenne water that Aaron Rodgers is drinking is good stuff. That is cayenne pepper water is really good stuff. Just a tip for anybody out there who wants to also up your game and feel more energized and feel more alive and like kind of like you're flying. Cayenne pepper water, also kind of known as the master cleanse. You can modify it. Lemon juice, cayenne pepper, maple syrup, and water. Master cleanse. It's amazing. And Aaron Rodgers knows this. And so I trust that, first of all. That's the analysis that I trust. But also the Jets might have turned their season around with that win over the Texans. So I'm going to take them outright in this game as well. And I'm going to take Jets money line here.
All right. Very good. Lucy, what about college football? We got a couple of big games this weekend. Anything that you like?
Yes, I am taking my pick to win the national championship, Miami, the U, minus 11 against Georgia Tech. Georgia Tech has failed to cover their last 2 spreads, and Miami has been blowing out teams. They are coming off of that big 53-31 win over Duke, so I am confident in Miami to cover this as well. Their spread against Duke, minus 20.5, and I didn't bet that, but I wish I did because they covered it. They're amazing. Miami and Cam Ward are amazing, so Miami minus 11.
Lucy, what was crazy about that game was they were down 11 in the second half and came back to still cover that spread. Their offense is really, really good. Lucy rolling with the Canes this weekend and the New York Jets. Lucy, always appreciate the time. Good luck to you this weekend, and we will talk again next week.
Thank you, PJ. I'll talk to you next week.
You got it. For those people who want to continue to bet but don't have the time to research each individual game, you need to download the BetQL app. It ranks each game on a 1-to-5-star scale based on its unbeatable analysis from spreads and over-unders to player props. Stay up to date and bet confidently with BetQL's help. All right, guys, time to wrap the show with PJ's plays here on Send It In. Walt Sundenberg sending us a comment. Think Alabama wins, and so does Ole Miss. I'm with you on Bama, Walt. Ole Miss, look, they're certainly talented enough to do so. I'm just the kind of person that until somebody shows me that they can do something, I'm not going to bet them. Ole Miss, time and time again, never wins those games. So I will bet Georgia, and if Ole Miss wins, then so be it. But that's going to be a really good game on Saturday. My prop lock is going to be Mark Andrews tonight, anytime touchdown, plus 200 for the Ravens. You're getting a great price on this. No Isaiah Likely for Baltimore. He's already been ruled out. Andrews scored a touchdown against the Bengals earlier this year. I mean, this is Lamar's guy in the red zone. Keep in mind, too, that first meeting between the Ravens and the Bengals, Cincinnati did a pretty good job on Derrick Henry. He broke off that big run late to set up the game-winning field goal, but other than that, they did a good job on Derrick. I think Lamar's going to have to make some plays through the air tonight. Andrews 2-1 to score a touchdown without Likely, I think it's a great price. So Mark Andrews anytime touchdown is going to be my prop lock tonight. Dog of the day is going to be the Bengals plus 6 against the Ravens. Just think it's too many points. Cincinnati, 5 losses this season. All of them have been decided by 1 score. These Ravens-Bengals games are usually close, and this is an absolute must-win for Cincinnati. I'll take them plus the 6. Shawnee Chart, real quick, what do you like tonight, Thursday Night Football?
Yeah, Peach, I like Zay Flowers over his receiving yards right now. It's at 62.5 receiving yards. Feels like this is way too low. He had 111 in their last meeting. He's gone over this four of his last five times. In those four games, he's had over 100 receiving yards. Him and Lamar have a connection. He's just too good. This is way too low of a number.
All right, so Shani Sharp rolling with Zay Flowers over receiving yards. And my best bet, I'm rolling with Georgia. -2.5 against Ole Miss. Again, if Ole Miss wins, if they just even cover the spread and lose by one or two, so be it. Congrats to Ole Miss, but until they win a game like that or keep it close, I'm going to ride with Georgia -2.5. They played at Bama. They played at Texas. They're used to these hostile road environments. And Carson Beck's been playing so bad and turning the ball over every game. If he just doesn't have a game where he doesn't turn it over, I think Georgia will be in good shape. Mark Andrews, once again, our prop lock for today. Anytime touchdown at +200. The Bengals +6 are going to be our dog of the day against the Ravens. Zay Flowers over 62.5 receiving yards. That's our guy, Shani Sharp's best bet. And Georgia -2.5 against Ole Miss. Going to be my favorite play of the weekend. Thanks again to Cole Thompson, Lucy Burge for joining us on the show today. Appreciate you guys sending in your questions. Have a great weekend. Enjoy Thursday Night Football. Nick Ashew will be with you tomorrow.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign. No, 50 of them and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.